ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text 8. Rohinya Stanaya Prakto. Rohinya Stanaya Prakto. Rama Sankarshanastaya. Rama Sankarshanastvaya Evakya Garbha Sambandha Evakya Garbha Sambandha Kuto Dehantaram Hina Kuto dehantaram vina Rohinyastanaya prakto Rama sankarshanastvaya Devakya garva sambandha Kuto dehantaram vina Rama Sankarshanastvaya Evakya Garva Sambandha Kuto Dehantaram Vina Rohinyastanaya Prakto Rama Sankarshanastvaya Devakya Garva Sambandha Matajis. Rohinyastanaya Prakto Rama Sankarshanastvaya Devakya Garva Sambandha Kuto Dehantaram Vina Rohinyastanaya Prakto Rama Sankarshanastvaya Devakya Garva Sambandha Kuto Dehantaram Vina Rohinya of Rohini Devi, the mother of Baladev, Tanaya, the son, Prakta is well known, Rama, Balaram, Sankarsana, Balaram is none other than Sankarsana. The first deity in the quadruple group, Sankarsan, Anirudh, Pradyumna, and Vasudev. Tvaya, by you, it is so said. Devakya, of Devaki, the mother of Krishna. Garbha Sambandha, connected with the womb. Kuta, how? Deha antaram, transferring bodies. Vina, without. Translation. My dear Sukadev Goswami, you have already explained that Sankarsan, who belongs to the second quadruple, appeared as the son of Rohini, named Balaram. If Balaram was not transferred from one body to another, how is it possible that he was first in the womb of Devaki and then in the womb of Rohini? Kindly explain this to me. Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Here is a question particularly directed at understanding Balaram, who is Shankarshan himself. Balaram is well known as the son of Rohini, yet it is also known that he was the son of Devaki. Parikshit Maharaj wanted to understand the mystery of Balaram, Balaram's being the son of both Devaki and Rohini. Om Gyana Termanasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshamantamina Tasmaya Shri Gurvinama Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutve Srimati Satsarupa Das Goswami Nitinam Satsarupa Bidam Vande Vientam Sharu Pushnam Bhakti Grantan Anaikpanyam Bhakti Vienta Sikshitam Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutve Srimati Bhakti Vienta Swami Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunivari Paschatadi Satarni Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Daita Garada Shri Vasudhi Gaurav Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we have very little purport on this verse here, so we have to make up some purport here. Most of the world great religions believe in monotheism, that is, one supreme power, one God. When asked if the Lord can do anything, oh yes, everyone agrees to that. But then if we ask, do you think that the Lord can expand himself into many forms? No. They would say no. So then you would say, well, why? And then most likely they'd say, I don't know. See? And this is where the Vedic literatures excel other literatures, because it has explicit explanation of the expansions of the Lord. See? How he's able to manifest and control and pervade the whole universe. And so this is where philosophy is at its greatest also. Today we're going to discuss and learn a little bit about Shankarshan, the second quadruple expansion. Lord Chaitanya was explaining to Sanatana Goswami, and he says for the Lord to control and pervade the material and spiritual universe, then he expands himself into different rupas or form. And he says the force form is Swayam Rupa, where he has his personal expansions. And then the second one is Tadek Atma Rupa, where he has his Leela expansions. See all the different avatars and so forth, Guna Avatar, Leela Avatar, Manvantar Avatar, Purusha Avatar, see. And then he has the Avesha Rupa, which is called the Shaktavesha Avatar. And this is sometimes his plenary potion or empowered jivas act in that capacity. So within the Swayam Rupa, he has the Prabhava, which is his 400 expansion or his 400 form. And then he has the Vaibhava Rupa, which is the 200 form. From this Swayam Rupa comes the Chaturvyuha, the Charter Viewer, or sometimes it's called the quadruple expansion, a thing within the purport. And that is the fourfold expansions of the Lord. The first is Vasudev, second is Sankarshan, third is Pradyumna, and fourth is Aniruddha. And from these different expansions comes, like, from Vasudev come Keshava, Narayan, Madhava. Sankarshan comes Govinda, Vishnu, Sri Madhusudana. From the Pradyumna comes Trivikram, Vamana, and Sridhar. And from Anirudh, Rishikesh, Padmanabha, and Damodar. So this is how the Lord pervades the universe. And so sometimes religionists, they cannot understand this, or nor can they accept it. For example, the Muslim would say, there's no one but Allah, no one else. Or the Christian says, no one but Jesus, and so forth. And then they have this this bigotish concept, see, where they cannot open their mind to understand higher things. And this is where so much fighting and corruption and so take place. In fact, one pilgrim wrote, it is easier to dig the heart out of a mountain with the pointed tip or the sharp end of a needle than to remove ignorance from the heart of a mullah. See? Repeat that back. It is easier to remove the heart of a mountain with the tip of a needle. I mean, that's pretty tough to do. Than to remove ignorance from the mind of a mullah. See, so we can understand sometimes what we're faced with. So within the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita and so forth, we're endowed with so much knowledge here. And here we learn in a body the quadruple expansion of the Lord. And the second one is Sankarshan. Sankarshan is no other than Balaram himself, Baladev. See? So the question is asked in this verse that Balaram was in the womb of Devaki, but how suddenly he is in the womb of Rohini, or how that took place. And so it's stated that the Lord, it was foretold that the Lord would come. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam has, there's a nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam that explains this here. It says, Garba Shankar Shanaptam Vai, Prabhu Shankar Shanam Bhuvi, Ramiti Loka Ramanad, Balabhadram Balochtrayat. The son of Rohini will be celebrated as Sankarshan because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula. And he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. See? So that's foretold here. And then, of course, we know Lord Krishna's coming also is foretold. It's stated that before Balaram entered Mother Yashoda's womb, Devaki's womb, the Sadgar Basuras, or the six sons of Marichi, had taken birth and they were killed by Kamsa. See? And they were Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, and Matsarya. Or lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. These were actually sons of Marichi, and they were cursed to be born on earth and be killed by Kamsa. I don't remember the whole story, but it has to do with hearing the Akashipu and so forth. So after they were killed by Kamsa, then it's stated that Balaram entered the womb of Mother Devaki to prepare it for Krishna's coming. That's explained by Srila Prabhupada and the other acharyas, so that Lord Krishna would enter later on. And so when Lord Balaram was in Devaki's womb, Lord Krishna instructed the Yoga Maya to transfer him mystically from Devaki to Rohini, because Rohini was the co-wife of Vasudev, or another wife of Vasudev, but he was living in the palace of Nanda Maharaj in Gokula, avoiding the persecution of Kamsa. So she was living there, and so it stated that both of them were impregnated, Mother Devaki and Mother Rohini at the same time. And so when Yogamaya was instructed to do this at the seventh month, it seemed that Mother Devaki had a miscarriage. And at the same time, simultaneously, Rohini at that night, she dreamt that that she had a miscarriage. And so mystically, Balaram was transferred from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. So this is the mystery of it, really. So the question was asked here by Parikshit Maharaj, how was this possible? Because like Lord Krishna was transferred from the womb of Devaki, not the womb, but transferred from Devaki in the prison there to the palace of Nanda Maharaj. And we know the whole story. So this physically took place with Vasudev. Vasudev actually took. But in the case of Balaram, that was not so. This was done by Yogamaya in a mystical way. You know, and of course I can't really explain that the way that's done, really, but we understand mystic means inconceivable, you know, with our senses and mind and so forth. So Balaram, this happened, and then he took birth, and so he was known as the son of Rohini. Rohini Nandana. But he had all the names also. He was called Balaram, Baladev, Balavanta, maybe, Bala, see, Rohini Nandana. Many, many names. And his pastimes was very wonderful. What is also interesting here in this verse that I quoted earlier, it stated, Ramati Loka Ramanad, which means he's called Rama. And so that name from the Maha Mantra, we tend to equate it with Lord Rama's name, or to connect it somehow with Lord Ramachandra. But Srila Prabhupada, within his purports, also explained that this Rama is Balaram because he is called Rama. See? He is called Rama. And so the name from the Maha Mantra, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is actually meant. You know, it's Balaram's name. But anyhow, Srila Prabhupada later says that Rama, he says, Parshurama, Lord Ramachandra, Balaram, they're all transcendental names. So no need for us to fuss about that. So that was how Balaram actually is connected to Rohini Nandana. And when he grew up, They had some wonderful pastimes. Some wonderful pastimes with Lord Krishna. He was not as dominant as Lord Krishna, but he was very protective of him. And he killed a few demons also. Lord Krishna killed most of them, but Balaram killed a few. It's stated that he killed this ass demon called Denukasura, see? And also Palambasura. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in the Chaitanya Shiksamrita that killing of these two demons by Balaram were very significant. See? He stated that killing Denukasura explains about this one here, the load carrying animal. He stated here, the mudas are those who are grossly foolish, like hard working beasts of burden. They want to enjoy the fruits of their labor by themselves. I do not want to part with them for the supreme. The typical example of the beast of burden is the ass. This humble beast is made to work very hard by his master. The ass does not really know for whom he works so hard, day and night. He remains satisfied by filling his stomach with a bundle of grass, sleeping for a while under fear of being beaten by his master, and satisfying his sex appetite at the risk of being repeatedly kicked by the opposite party. The ass sings poetry and philosophy sometimes, but his brain song only disturbs others. This is the position of the foolish fruit of worker who does not know for whom he should work. He does not know that karma, action, is meant for jagya sacrifice. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that by Balaram killing Denukasura, he kills the ass-like mentality of the fruit of worker. Well, of course, I mean, even if devotee fall into that category in some way or the other too, he kills that mentality. This past weekend, I met a gentleman really, and often he would come and speak to me about, you know, different things. I would try to speak to him about Krishna consciousness. And something came up. He says he was a little sickly and so forth, and I was explaining to him, well, what's going on? But actually, he was 85 years old. So I said, you should chant regularly. I taught him the Maha Mantra and tell him to chant and so forth. See? And then a preacher who usually come and visit me also, I would preach to him. He came in and he overheard a conversation with us. And then he was asking the old man different things. And he asked the old man how much money he has. And the old man says he has $200,000 in the bank. But amidst that, he's still trying to get like Medicaid and food stamps and stuff. And this was surprising to us, to me and the preacher. He has so much money, but yet he is, you know. So anyhow, I end up telling him, you should come to the temple and make a donation to the temple and maybe, you know, give the devotees, let them make a feast and invite guests and so forth for the devotees and let the devotee take part in the prasadam, and this would be very good in helping you in your health and so forth, you know. And immediately he says, I give donation to temple, you know. So he worked hard all his years and then he accumulated so much, but he does not want to part a penny for Krishna. And I said, wow. I mean, I was really, you know, and I used to preach to him for many years really, you know, but I didn't know that was his situation. But, you know, I just hope, I pray that he can able to use some of that money in Krishna's service. So things like this, Srila Bhakti Vinoda is talking also, that kind of mentality. And then the other one is Pralamba Sura represents lust for the opposite sex, as well as profit, adoration, and distinction. It's stated, by making strong endeavors to remove these anartas, Lord Balaram gave his mercy and strength to do so. And so we know that we have to follow the four regulative principles. And one of the strongest ones is attraction for the opposite sex. And so to get strength to fight that attraction, we pray to Lord Balaram. See, and he helps us. And he helps us in our devotion also. And in this way we can able to follow nicely and overcome this strong force. See, this strong force. And also profit, adoration, and distinction. These are subtler forces that's there really. And you know, it's in all of us really, but sometimes we don't really notice it. But in order to eradicate it, we pray to Lord Balaram also, so that we can be free from these things. Sometimes it's there in subtler ways, you know. And to get rid of that, we pray to Lord Balaram. Actually, we are very, very fortunate because we have the deity of Baladev here also, see, recently, and that helps a lot. Balaram is called the Adi Guru, or the original spiritual master. And so he takes away the anartas from the devotee that wants to serve Krishna. And he also gives strength to the spiritual masters that are trying to enlighten the disciple. See, Lord Baladev. So that's why he's called Adi Guru. Balaram gives spiritual strength to overcome anything that opposes devotion to Krishna. Therefore, he is the original spiritual master. He supplies spiritual strength, empowering those that are serving as spiritual masters so that they can deliver souls from Maya. And then we know as Nityananda. As Nityananda, he is happy to see the holy name of the Lord being spread. See? So Baladev, Lord Balaram, helps in so many ways in our devotional service. And if we take shelter of him, we can able to progress nicely in spiritual life. I would like to also maybe go through a few pastimes of Lord Balaram. You know, there are some beautiful pastimes in the Krishna book. There is this one with where he had actually killed Rukmi. I know most of you know the story to some or to a great extent. But there are some subtleties behind that really. It's stated that the king of Kalinga enticed Rukmi to challenge Balaram to a game of dice, knowing well that maybe he's not so good at dice. See? There's a saying, fools rush, or fools tread where daring men fear to go. You know, in other words, a foolish person runs at danger without even thinking. A daring man, a very brave man, would not do so because he is scared. See? Even apparatus and so forth, really. Foolish person would not think twice to commit an apparatus, really, to a devotee or so. So here these foolish guys, the king of Kalinda and Rukmi, you know, Kalinga knows that Rukmi maybe is not so smart also, and he's going to challenge Baladev. So Baladev agreed to the game of dice, and then Baladev betted 100 gold coins, and Rukmi won. Then he bet 1,000, he won. 100,000, he won. Then I think he betted 1,000,000 gold coins. Right? It was 1,000,000 gold coins. Baladev won, but Rukmi was still not satisfied. Yes, 100,000,000 gold coins. See, he still thought he won, or he was trying to cheat now. I won. And so a voice from the sky says that Balaram has won. But still Rukmi would not accept. And these guys, they were laughing and giggling and so forth. And then Balaram was getting a little angry. See? He was getting a little angry as they were showing their teeth. And it stated that Lord Balaram took his what was it? No, not his plow, his club. Yeah, his club. He took his club and smashed Rukmi. See, and immediately he killed him. Lord Krishna did not say a word. He knocked off the teeth of the king of Kalinga, and the other guys knock off their teeth, send them running also, packing. See? So this is one beautiful pastimes of Balaram. He tolerates to a great extent, but then when it becomes overbearing, then he takes some step, and he's powerful, all powerful. Before I mention the other story, I'm talking about gold coins. Just last week, In a South Indian temple, Padmanabha in Kerala, they found so much gold coins, and jewelry of the deities hidden under the temple. $22 billion worth of jewelry, right, from a Krishna temple. Any one of you know of this? Yes. State of DG. Yeah, that's good, yeah. And that was amazing. That's astounding. Actually, that now would give that temple so much publicity. You see? That find. And these gold coins were from ancient times. In the times of Lord Krishna, Lord Balaram, and so forth, Sanatana Goswami, they used to use gold coins. And so they hid, I don't know, was the pujari or whoever, they hid this from the mullahs and the British and so forth. Yes, Titi?
The story that's in the press scene is the temple is managed by the local Maharaj, and they also use those, apparently, at least that's their argument, they use those vaults as their treasury. And but it was, there is, some of these vaults have been sealed for centuries. They have collected donations over a very long time. So there's not just gold coins, there's all kinds of valuables they're jewelry finding in these vaults.
Yeah. That was very amazing. Yeah. I mean, and in Indian currency, $22 billion worth is a lot. That is not a little.
That's Western currency.
Yeah, 22 billion, right? Yeah, but if you were to, Western currency, if you were to convert into rupees, but not rupees is the highest thing. You have like, what's the dollar here? Or you say crore and so forth, you know, but Indian money, that is like, you know, indescribable. You can't really even describe that, really. And that was just last week. So that's good. Maybe I don't know if some of the gold coins that Balaram used was there too. Who could tell, you know? And if you remember the story in the Mahabharata with Maharaj Yudhisthira, they collect billions of gold coins from the from Mount Kailash when they were going to do the Rajasuya sacrifice. Millions of gold coins. So so that was the story of Lord Balaram extended here. And then, of course, we know the story with him in the Mahabharata. He did not want to partake in the Mahabharata because Lord Krishna was on the side of the Pandavas. Duryodhana was his good disciple, his very dear more disciple. So he would not stay on the opposing side to Lord Krishna. So he decided to go on pilgrimage. See? And then, of course, there was another nice pastimes with the Yamuna, when the Yamuna refused to come when he was sporting. And he dragged her with his plow. And then she finally relented and came to him. See? So that's the power of our Baladev. See, very, very powerful. So I'll stop here. There was not much of a purport or anything. I don't know if there's any question or comments anyone would like to make. Yes, Madan Mohan Prabhu.
I always get a bit confused with all the expansions, but isn't also Balaram the first expansion of Krishna?
Yes, sometimes it states he is the fourth expansion, but within this purport it stated in the quadruple expansion, he is the second. Let me look back at the purport carefully. It's stated here. I think I saw that. Okay. Balaram is none other than Shankarshan, the fourth deity in the quadruple group. Okay. So it's stated he is the fourth expansion here. But sometimes it states he is the second expansion. But, you know, I mean, that's not a big thing. Sometimes Vasudeva expansion comes first, and then sometimes we say Shankarshan. And then sometimes we say Shankarshan first, then Pradyumna Anirudh Vasudeva.
And then sometimes it says that he's exactly the same as Krishna, except he's a different color.
Colors, yes.
But it seems that Balaram always assists Krishna in his pastimes in a particular mood, like a service mood.
Yeah.
And wasn't it that when he was Lakshman in Lord Rama's pastimes, he was the younger brother, and there was some difficulty in that pastime for him being the younger brother because he had to listen to his older brother staying with Sita, and that whole episode with Sita being taken away by Ram, that I thought, I was under the impression that he says, I'm not going to be the younger brother anymore. I'm always going to be the older brother. So I can tell Krishna, and I don't have to listen to him like that. Do you remember that?
Yes. That's, in the Ramayana, I think it stated, another commentary by the Acharyas, it stated there that Lakshman, it was unbearable for him to take the low profile, so to speak. You see, because he always had to stay there and say, yes, sir. Not really, you know, yes, sir, but we know what that means, really. He used to be there, and he always had to obey what Lord Ramachandra tell him, you know, despite it was contrary to etiquette and whatever, really. He just couldn't could handle it, especially to see Sita Devi being banished and so forth, and he couldn't say anything, you see? So then he says, no, I'm not going to take this role now. I'm gonna be the bigger brother. Dahu, I think it says, or Dahu. See, and so I would be the bigger brother, and I would call the shots. And I would be the one that give the instructions and so forth. That's right. But in terms of the expansion, fourth or second, it doesn't matter really. I mean, the Lord has multifarious expansions. See? Yeah. And any other comments?